Māori housing advocate Ro Hoskins is kindly with us, Rose from Ngāti Hau and Te Kāpoi, today talking predominantly about the call to be able to establish granny flats in backyards much more smoothly than has been the case in the past, where you'd have to apply to council's resource consent, etc. Ro, tēnā koe, hoki mai, good to talk with you again, brother. Ngā mihi.
Kia ora, Dale. Good to be here.
Thank you. Well, what do you make of this? You can build up to, I think it's 60 square in your backyard without too much fuss. That's if it all goes through next year. Encouraging from your end, Ro?
I think it's a good move. It was, of course, signalled in the coalition and agreement, and some of us have been working on some 60 square metre plans in anticipation of this coming through, so that these plans could be made available to whānau. And so I think it's a good thing. Ideally, it would be a little bit bigger with a granny flat, whare kau mātua. You need a second room for a mokopuna or a caregiver. And so when you get fitting two bedrooms into 60 square metres, it's a little bit tight. We'd prefer, say, 65 square metres. So the submissions we'll be making, I think, will be trying to go a little bit larger. But yeah, this is a positive move, and I think the next step is for the government to provide some more wraparound support via iwi and Māori housing providers, so that they can be part of assisting whānau to roll out these whare in not just backyards. It's, I guess it's also in papakāinga and more rural settings as well.
Tēnā koe. Eddie, does a like a deck or a wraparound veranda also fit into that 60? Would it have to fit into that 60?
Yeah, the decks are not counted as part of the square metres. So, yeah, we would always promote having a maho or covered porch on top of that 60 square metres. That makes all the difference. Connecting it to the whare matua or the, you know, the parent dwelling on the site, we think that's really important that, you know, these whare are not marooned in the backyard, but they're actually... they master plan really well, so that they can, you know, contribute to a really good living environment for people in the main house as well as the people in this new 60 square metre version.
Tēnā koe, any chance to whakamāori the design? Have you given some thought on how how our people, me, you, might enjoy one as we get older, Ro?
Yes, I think always the issue with the smaller your footprint, the closer your sensitive areas come to be. So we're always looking at kitchens, proximity between kitchens and toilets, bathrooms. And of course, the smaller you go, the closer those places get. So you've got to work hard in the design phase to make sure that those sensitivities are maintained. We know our whānau, when they first came to the cities in the 50s, 60s, they really struggled with inside toilets and the toilet being right by the kitchen. This is an opportunity to make sure that these designs are as sensitive as they can be to our ongoing sensitivities around tapu and noa.
Yeah, that's interesting and a challenge. Do you think that in time we might come up with a sort of bank of Māori-focused architecture for these small sites and small meterage that could be made available? You say you're working on some. Any chance these plans might be sort of universally distributed, or does each have to be sort of a bespoke plan designed specifically for that site?
Yeah, absolutely. We're with brands. We're working on a project called Te Kāinga Mokopuna right now, and we've developed three designs. One is an unserviced cabin or nano whare. Another one is a service cabin with a ensuite and kitchenette. And the third one is a 60 square metre version. So we've developed these plans, and the idea is that on application, we'll make those plans available free of charge to whānau and Māori housing providers, so that, you know, that can help streamline those processes. There's always a bit of tweaking that should be done on a site-by-site basis, but I think with these smaller plans, these open source, culturally sensitive, moderate cost plans, they will help whānau, and that's our kaupapa now. We've actually got a webinar coming up next month on the 18th of July that whānau are welcome to attend online, and that way they can find out more about this kaupapa, this project, and then get access to those plans if that's what they want to do.
Sounds really interesting. You'll find that at Design Tribe. Would that be where this is being held?
Yeah, well, this is hosted by BRANZ, B-R-A-N-Z. This is the Building Research Association of New Zealand. And people can contact anania.tenana at brands.co.nz if they want to join. Otherwise, just search up He Kāinga Mukupuna.
He Kāinga Mukupuna. What a very interesting kaupapa that is. Oh, look, it's exciting, really, when you talk of it in this way. Any chance of these places being prefabbed and hoisted onto site?
Definitely. I think in most cases we would be looking to prefabricate these whare, and of course with the work that you're doing down in Toitū, Tairāwhiti and other places around the Motu, they have actually set up their own prefabrication approaches. And so this is happening now, and I think this is just another opportunity to provide a link to whānau improving their kāinga circumstances. We would advocate for a lot more support, but this is a small step that may be of significant help to some whānau.
Yeah, mahi e te tukana. Good to talk again. Well, it's exciting. Once again, BRANZ, B-R-A-N-Z, if you'd like to know more about that webinar on the 18th. It sounds pretty interesting to me. And really neat to have a call at all with you again, Rono. All the best for the day ahead and the weekend. E hoa?
Kia ora ra.
Kia ora ra. You're 6:03. It's 8 o'clock. What does that mean? Well, if you were supposed to be on the 7:45 bus, you're late.